San Diego County Supervisor Chair announces she will not serve second term. San Diego, San Diego County Supervisor Nora Vargas, Chair of the County Board of Supervisors, announced December 20 she will step down from the board at the end of her current term on January 6, despite winning a second term in November's election. "Due to personal safety and security reasons, I will not take the oath of office for a second term," she said in a statement Friday. "It has been my honor to serve in public office during unprecedented times, including the past 4 years on the San Diego County Board of Supervisors. Whether serving as an elected board member on the Southwestern College Governing Board for 7 years or as your first Latina County Supervisor, I've had the privilege of leading transformative initiatives in the County of San Diego and beyond for nearly 30 years, alongside many of you. My priority has always been our community, ensuring that everyone can be seen, heard, and have a chance to thrive." Vargas was elected to the board in 2020, replacing former supervisor Greg Cox on January 4, 2021. She is the first Hispanic woman to serve on the board. She succeeded then-supervisor Nathan Fletcher as board chair after his resignation amid scandal. It was unclear what the personal safety and security reasons were in reference to, but Vargas has been away from the board several times this year for unspecified reasons and has dealt with health issues resulting from nodules on her vocal cords. The county supervisor meetings have become increasingly rowdy in recent years, with Vargas calling for a recess as recently as December 10 due to a screaming person in the gallery during a contentious public speaking session regarding an immigration policy. Despite the more frequent vitriolic disruptions at the meetings, Vargas said she was proud of the work she had done. "Some of my proudest accomplishments include spearheading disaster response and recovery efforts, navigating the complexities of the pandemic, and driving systemic change so that our government serves all members of our community, not just a select few," she said. "I've worked tirelessly to address the inequalities that have plagued our community for far too long. I'm proud of the progress we've made together. As a Guerrera at my core, I remain committed to continuing the fight for equity, justice, and human rights, just in a different capacity. I look forward to staying wholeheartedly engaged and active in the pursuit of a more equitable society. Thank you for the privilege of serving as your representative." Vargas easily won re-election in November, earning 62% of the vote over opponent Alejandro Galicia's 38%. Before the election, Vargas said she was running for a second term because San Diego County needs bold, effective leadership. "As your supervisor, I've delivered real results for our community." She said her top priorities would be to address housing, behavioral health, environmental justice, and economic prosperity to ensure a healthier, more equitable San Diego County. What happens next was not entirely clear, with her no longer being sworn in to the board in January. "There are multiple options facing the board, including holding a special election, appointing someone to replace Vargas, or doing both. The two Democrats and two Republicans remaining on the nonpartisan board may be hard-pressed to agree to a candidate, interim or otherwise, to fill Vargas' seat. I greatly appreciate Chair Vargas' service to the county and our community, and I hope she finds resolution to the challenges with which she is grappling," Supervisor Tara Lawson Reamer said in a statement. "As Vice Chair of the County Board of Supervisors, let me assure you that the work and new direction of the county will continue moving forward. We will continue advancing our agenda to uplift all of our communities. I'm confident in my fellow county supervisors, executive team, and employees, and we will keep tackling the major issues facing our region, just as the public expects and deserves." Supervisor Jim Desmond, the most conservative member of the five-person board, did not release an official statement on Vargas' announcement, but on the social media platform X, he wrote, "Never a dull moment at the county."